This is St. Louis Public Radio. Most of the houses in downtown Belleville are more than 80 years old, according to the U.S. Census, and many of them were built decades earlier in the 1800s. These older homes are attracting a new crop of residents to the neighborhood. As St. Louis Public Radio's Eric Schmidt reports, the reasons are both practical and personal.
Walk along Charles Street, south of Belleville's Main Street, and one house quickly stands out. The home is tall and stately and looms above others on the block. It's built in the Second Empire style, popularized in late 1800s France. The original bricks peek through white paint that once covered it in the past. It's imposing, and the inside is equally impressive.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good, come on in.
The front doors open to a vast hallway with high ceilings and a huge mirror that can't be removed because it's too big to get through the doors. Paula Hanischewski and her husband, Tom, own the house.
A massive, over 5,000 square foot historic home.
They decided to buy it for $170,000 after walking by it every week for almost 2 years. Hanischewski shows me around and points out some of the details that make the home special.
All the fireplaces are still here, original. They are all carved mahogany. The butler's pantry is all original. And we still have a lot of the keys.
Their story is somewhat common around Belleville's downtown. In the past 5 to 10 years, people started to snatch up other historic homes, some on the grand scale of the Hanischewskis and others smaller. Some have aged well, while others need intense work. So why put in the effort?
You can find a lot of home for a little bit of money.
Jason Buss is a local realtor with RE/MAX. He says historic homes are relatively affordable compared to many other parts of the country.
You can buy the homes for, you know, $20,000, $50,000, $100,000, and then take your time renovating them.
People who buy historic district homes can also save money on their property taxes. The state of Illinois will freeze a home's property tax rate for 8 years if a homeowner invests a quarter of the assessed value at purchase into restoration or renovation. Beyond money, Buss says historic homes have a distinct appeal.
People love the character of old homes, the quality of how they were built, the workmanship that went into it.
He rehabbed and rented many homes in the area for more than a decade before becoming a realtor. He says their quality is unmatched.
You can't build these homes like today, like they were built then.
Dave Braswell is a Belleville resident who's rehabbed nearly a dozen homes since 1977. He says home quality and price are big draws, but so is being walking distance from downtown shops and restaurants. Those reasons are driving a new crop of people to the city's historic homes.
Mostly those in their mid to late 20s, early 30s. Are they young couples like I was 30 years ago?
He admits owning one of these homes is not trivial. Even ones that don't need a full restoration require consistent attention and sometimes extra work. Braswell says it takes people with skills.
That is people who can do some carpentry work, people who like to work in the yard, people who can do painting and so forth. These types of skills really do help.
Hanischewski says her house needed a lot of attention when they bought it nearly 3 years ago. She flips through old plans and points out some of the issues she and her husband had to address.
I mean, we spent a lot of time landscaping this house because everything was so overgrown. This entire north side of the house was covered in invasive vines.
The inside was no better. Hanischewski says they had to sift through and discard mountains of items the previous owners left behind. They removed carpet, wallpaper, wood from staircases. It was so much material, the Hanischewskis rented dumpsters to take it all away.
40-yard dumpsters, 6 of them, with this house.
They've worked for the past 2.5 years to restore the home to its former glory.
It was a huge project. That's putting it lightly.
And they're not even done yet. The second floor still needs finishing. It may be a lot of work, but Braswell says there's a big payoff for those who put in the effort.
There's a great pride in doing an old home.
Braswell says his neighbors like to open their homes to each other to share the fruits of their labor. And that's true for Paula Hanischewski. She wants to open her home for events, weddings, or other gatherings once the restoration is complete.
I would really like to see it as a space that people could use, that the public can engage in, that kind of has an identity.
Hanischewski says it's the ultimate reward. In Belleville, I'm Eric Schmid, St. Louis Public Radio.